Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And we are live from Century Tournament of Champions in Kapalua on Maui and the most exquisitely refined plantation course here at Kapalua is looking absolutely beautiful. Now, if you're watching on television, it's so green. It's so spectacular. Of course, we've got a fabulous show for you. Alex Urban is Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions. Stephanie Smith, Vice President and Chief Marketing and Brand Officer for Century Insurance. Pete McPartland, President and CEO, Century Tournament of Champions. He'll be with us, too, of course, the sponsor. Ben Hongo, Director of Golf, Kapalua Golf Academy, Golf Digest Best Teacher in the State list this year, Secretary of the Aloha Section PGA Board of Directors as well. Bob Bupka, the voice of golf on Talk Sport, and Mark Rolfing himself, Golf Channel and NBC Golf commentator, Kapalua Plantation Course refinement team member. We're going to talk with Mark Rolfing, bring Bob in, and Ben Hongo. But first, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we are here live inside the Media Center at Kapalua's beautiful Kapalua Plantation Course, and it is absolutely wet. It is. It has been raining. It has been blowing. It's been two. It's amazing moments when the sun is shining on one hole and it's absolutely pouring rain on another hole. Just amazing day on the course yesterday. Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel and NBC Golf commentator, Kapalua Plantation Course refinement team member. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. Nice to be here.
It's great to see you here. I just want to, Bob Bupka, Talk Sport, and of course, host of In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, always a pleasure. And let me just start off by saying,
yes,
Mark Rolfing, of anybody in the media, nobody's ever done more for one event than Mark has. Of course, he's biased. He has a home here. But now with the combination of the extension by Century, Danielle, and the powers to be, I should say,
yes,
give a lot of credit to Mark,
yes,
for instigating that extension. This tournament is his dream, and it has never been in a better place. You see, Mark, you always thought he smiled a little bit. Well, he's been smiling this whole week.
You know, what you said, there's a couple of things that I really want to focus on. Mark Rolfing last night, when Pete McPartland, the CEO, of course, president, board of directors, chairman of Century Insurance, when he was in front of us during the media center meeting, dinner, the party that they threw for us and said, eat, drink, and be merry, it's all on us. That was fabulous when Carolyn introduced everyone. He brought up that you hired Coore and Crenshaw 30 years ago. You brought them in, and when we say you're a refinement team member, you were actually the person who saw, in the midst of this, what was agricultural land, a spectacular golf course, and you brought in these guys to say, you know, do you see what I see? And they did.
They did. We were a lot alike. You know, Ben and I have been friends for years and years. My wife and I are the godparents of his three daughters. And so we are very, very close. They had just started their career. This was their first project, Danielle. And we were all pretty young back then. And I got to admit, I really didn't know what I was doing, but I thought I knew what I was doing. And I needed somebody that was going to be willing to put up with having a guy that actually lived out here saying, oh, here's what we're doing. Not to mention that I said, we're going to take the holes and we're going to put all the houses up on the nice viewed planes, and then you got to build the golf holes down on the bottom. So figure out how to make it work.
And they did.
They did.
Yes, and then the refinement comes together, and the shapers, they Mr. Crenshaw, I think, or Mr. Core, I'm not sure, brought up that one of the shapers came back so critical, and I think you were talking about him as well. And his name I do not know, but it's such a, so many of the team members came back to do this, and it is absolutely spectacular. The refinement, you see the edging, you see the subtleties, not as much as the players. Now, every one of them said, they were all asked, is it playing different? And what was their response?
Yeah, it's playing harder.
But it looks the same.
It looks the same, and that's the beauty. That is a difficult thing to do in a renovation. The last thing we wanted to change was the look, because it's one of the most beautiful, gorgeous, breathtaking courses in the world. I will tell you, Danielle, the team that came together for this thing, this refinement, maybe is the greatest refinement team I've ever seen. It was like an all-star team of golf course construction. You had the original construction manager, besides Corin Crenshaw, you had Dave Axelin, who was our guy 30 years ago. You had the guy who built the greens here, Jimbo Wright, lovely man from East Texas, oh man, through and through. He came back to redo the greens. You had Jeff Bradley, who did the original bunkers, who's probably the best bunker shaper in the world from Phoenix, Arizona. He came back, and then we had two golf course architects that are also shapers that just designed and built the Winter Park 9-hole course in Orlando that's a huge success. They actually worked on the greens here. So you had a group of about 8 guys that literally are the all-stars of golf course renovation, and they were all right here. And that's a tribute to Maui, really.
And they did it in 9 months.
They did it in 4, when you think about it. The grass had to be planted in June.
Oh,
so we started February 9th, and the work had to be done by June 15th.
And on time and under budget?
I'm not so sure about the under budget.
Yeah, that's what I heard last night. It was like, yes, Bob.
Well, if you take out Mark's salary, they'd be way under budget.
How about yours? What kind of salary do you get on this one, Bob?
I get the compensation of coming to what I think the one of the greatest places on earth, and to hold a golf tournament here is just special. And I'm so pleased, and I know you are too, Mark. The current crop of PGA Tour professionals are not only great young players, they're great young ambassadors of the game. Golf, I don't think, has ever been in a better place. When you look at 15 first-time winners, all 15 are here, all 15 are enjoying everything about this place. I mean, they're going to fight to get back here.
Yeah, they really are. They really are. And there are some people, you know, when you watch on television, we're talking about the microclimates where on some holes it's absolutely pouring rain, wind is blowing. Another, you said, I think they on the other hole they needed sunscreen.
Yeah.
Right? It was moments like that where you thought, how can this be? And as you said, on Golf Channel, it's just the way it is.
It's just the way it is, and it's not a surprise at all to me because we studied the Pineapple Fields. They keep records for every field, Maui Land and Pine does, from the 1950s.
Wow.
And they kept rainfall charts and they kept wind charts. And the difference between a Pineapple Field up where the 16th hole is compared to where the second green is a mile and a half away down the hill is totally different. And so it wasn't 100% different in terms of rainfall, but it was more than 50 in terms of annual rainfall.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so we were ready for it. And, man, if you're complaining about playing in 75-degree weather for $6.5 million, and all these FedEx Cup points and everything else, then
you're getting a little wet.
You better get another job.
Can I just say something, though? Joaquin Niemann, didn't his umbrella break? And did you bring him your umbrella?
No, but we had Mark Duesbabek, who's the PGA Tour official, who was close to drive his cart over and. And he used the PGA Tour official. I was wondering what would happen if Patrick Reed's umbrella would have broken. That would have been pretty funny to see him with a PGA Tour official umbrella.
I'm sorry for laughing.
Yeah, I'm laughing at that one, too.
You know the amazing thing about this golf course? it's the only place I know of a player can finish, you know, a resort player, not a PGA Tour pro. You can walk in the pro shop and say, it was raining out there. The pro will probably say, which hole?
You know, that's right. Well,
raining doesn't mean on the golf course. It might mean one hole.
We talk all about the windstorm that stopped play. It was on the 10th hole, wasn't it, number 10? That was the flagstick was on its perpendicular to the ground, and the horn went off, and people on other holes are like, what's
you couldn't
the
hear
problem?
It, first of all.
Well, there's that.
Most of them are so far away. But, you know, one of the beauties of what Coren Crenshaw did, I think, is the easier part of the course is the end. That's where you can make all your birdies. That's where the scores are the best. And I think that's really good because there's no reason to get down in the dumps if you've played the front nine not so well and it's hard and it's rainy and it's windy, because you know you can still play well. There's always hope out here because the birdie holes are all at the end of the round here.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And it's wonderful how beautiful it looks on television. And some of the people who are watching have been in touch with you this morning.
Yeah, I just heard from Robbie Gould, place kicker for the San Francisco 49ers, who, by the way, just got named the Player of the Month in the National Football League for special teams. He's a gem of a guy. He's the golf fan of all time. As a matter of fact, he wants my job here when I retire, whenever that's going to be.
A million other people want that job, too, Mark.
But he said it was so great because he and a couple other guys on the 49ers that are real golf fans were rooting hard for themselves to win a game, not only to have a bye and be at home in San Francisco next week, but that meant they got the week off and could watch golf from Maui. That was a big motivation.
There's a fan for you to have them watching. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And we've been really enjoying your broadcast. It's looking beautiful, and it's interesting. Let's talk a little bit about the golf that we saw, some of the performances that we watched. Joaquin Niemann on the first day with a 7-under came in here, and he was just beaming. It was refreshing to hear him talk to the media. He was not canned. He did not get coached. It was completely from the heart, and obviously a very talented young man. Then yesterday, along comes Patrick Reed, and just after a 72, steamrolls his way in and shoots a 66. What he said to us in the center yesterday was interesting. What made the difference? He said, the weather. I had to keep focused on one thing at a time, and that, he said, helped him to that 66.
Well, yes, and I think it's a real testimony to the quality of the course that you can have the conditions change so dramatically from one day to another, and yet you have the same low score of the day. I think that says a lot. Joaquin Niemann, he's going to be a star. He already is a star. He's done a couple of really smart things. Hiring an English-speaking caddy was huge for him, and I think he himself has really grown as a person. He's only 21 years old, for crying out loud. It's amazing. But I've watched him develop. I've watched him speak. He said he wasn't scripted. He didn't really know. But
he
wouldn't have been comfortable doing that a year ago. Bob would probably know that.
Yeah.
The other thing is Ernie Els picking him for that President's Cup. And that kid was lost the first day at Royal Melbourne. I'll tell you, he didn't know where the ball was going. He looked like he felt in over his head. And he got it turned around. He played terrible in the first match. And he got it turned around, and by Sunday he was playing great. And that is going to be, when he looks back on his career, I think a defining moment, that President's Cup.
And he said that yes, he did. And he credited Ernie Els for being such a mentor and making him feel so comfortable and giving him such wonderful words of encouragement. And then Xander Schauffele, the defending champion yesterday, after Patrick Reed comes in and he's looking so strong, just nails it and comes right up to the top of the leaderboard, regardless of the weather conditions.
Well, Xander Schauffele, I've witnessed over the last couple of years, he is a true, true superstar. I mean, he has so much ability to play this game of golf, and fortunately for all of us, he's a perfect gentleman and is full of enthusiasm. One other point I want to make about the sheer genius of Crenshaw and Coore, and Mark heavily involved in this, that their mission was to make the golf course tougher for the best players in the world and more playable for the resort players. And that's a tough combination to achieve, and they did it. And but funny, I asked Bill Coore, I said, early on in your career, what was the best piece of advice you ever got? And he didn't hesitate. He said, no preconceived notions. He says, when we look at a piece of property, we don't say, oh, man, this will be great and that will be great. We just start with that blank canvas and let it fill in naturally.
That's nice. During their conversation here with the media, the way they were talking about was such a simple, easy fix, because everybody wants their ball to roll, those of us who can only get it so far. And any roll, well, that's great. It's a little bit closer to that hole, and that's what he was saying. If it can roll, as long as it's going to the target, it makes us resort players so much happier. The roll makes it less controllable for the professionals.
It does. You know, everybody thought the last group yesterday was Schauffele and Thomas. The last tee time, it wasn't. It was Coore and Crenshaw. Every day, when play is done, you watch. The two guys going out, the last two are Coore and Crenshaw, and they walk that course, and they see where the divots are. They see where the pitch marks are for the balls. They see how far the ball is rolling on certain holes. They see where the tee shots are landing. Those are two guys that are dedicated to their business, to their craft, and they are just so observant. They just love watching and listening to the players, and they will be out there this afternoon. I promise you, after the last tee time, going to see what happened out there.
I want to follow them.
Yeah. It's intriguing.
It is intriguing. We were watching the television to see what they had the other things to do, but there was a break. So we were listening to them talk about where the ball hit when the player hit the green and how it rolled. They looked at each other about some of the ponding on the course that, you know, and just like, where's that now? And they were constantly critiquing what they were doing and what the ball was doing on their green.
I'll tell you a quick story about Bill Coore that many people don't know. One of the ways he decides how a golf course ought to be routed, once he gets a piece of property, one of the ways he decides is he camps out on the property in a tent by himself, and he'll spend a couple of nights out there. He did it in Nebraska at the project we did there together. He did it in Colorado. And he will observe the animals at night as they go around the property because he believes that they know the best way, the most efficient way around a property at night, and he will use that in his thought process for routing a golf course to find the best way around for you to play golf out there.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That really is amazing. It just points out the dedication and the sense of pride that both Coore and Crenshaw have. And ironically enough, the PGA Tour this week lost a dear friend of mine by the name of J.L. Lewis, two-time winner on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned it to Ben, and I said I've been in contact with J.L.'s wife, and Ben said, is there any way you could get her on the phone? And so I dialed, and I said, Dawn, Ben Crenshaw wants to speak with you.
Nice.
And he talked to her for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible. I mean, you know, he's Ben Crenshaw. But,
yeah.
You know, and then later on, he thanked me. He said, thanks, Bob, for getting me in touch. I said, well, I had three people I was shooting for. I said, I was going to get a hold of God, I was going to get a hold of Harvey Penick, or I was going to get a hold of Ben Crenshaw. I said,
always the master at giving us a lighter moment. That's Bob Bobka. Thank you so much. I'm Mark Rolfing. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th, at the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Celebrate the new year with the Tour's big hitters at Wailea, January 7th through 13th. Golf's best, like Patton Kizzire, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and Bryson DeChambeau, bring big game drama, creating big money for Hawaii charities. Get your tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank's on Oahu. Military free with ID. Admissions and bag policy. Visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We're back. And Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction of the Kapalua Golf Academy, is going to be with us. Who knows? He could be giving somebody a tune-up. It's not unusual for some of the guys to decide to go over and get a tune-up, you know, find out how their grip is working and all that good stuff. And by the way, Ben Hongo just made the list. I just want to go through it. This is the Golf Digest Best Teachers in the State list, as voted by their peers. And Kevin Rybalski, Kyle Kunioka, Eddie Lee, David Ishii, Kevin Shimomura, they're all in the list. Ben Hongo is number two. Claude Brousseau is number one. So we're going to have Ben from the Kapalua Golf Academy with us, right? But before he comes in, we're talking about guys going to get tune-ups and playing the game, you know, figuring out something that's going wrong with their game. For a while there, I was watching, and I think Justin Thomas is a monster. He's not a big guy. I don't mean monster that way. I mean a monster in the way he can dominate a golf course. He's powerful in his stature. He's compact. I don't know what it is about him, but Mark, would you like to talk a little bit about Justin Thomas?
Sure. Justin Thomas, there's a couple things. Let's look at the mental side of the game. He came in here speaking to all of us early in the week and said he was actually a little disappointed in his career thus far. He's won 11 tournaments, including a major. Said he's a little disappointed. Wow. That says a lot to me about that. The other thing is if you watch him swing, and folks that are listening out there, when you watch the television today, I want you to watch how Justin Thomas uses the ground. This is the future of the way we're going to see players swing that really want extra power. He literally pushes up off of the ground. In the old days of keeping the left heel down through the entire swing and everything are gone. And by the time Justin Thomas's club head has reached that ball, he is up on his toes. And that's why he has such tremendous power for such a small guy.
Wow. Yes. Bob?
And well, the thing about Justin Thomas, his grandfather, PGA professional. His father, PGA professional. So Justin Thomas obviously has a lot of ability to play this game, but he was in an atmosphere that was conducive to playing this game. And it not only makes him a great player, with that background of his family, a great personality, great for the PGA Tour. I mean, imagine a PGA Tour full of Justin Thomases. I
mean. His dad is such a tremendous influence on him as an instructor. So yesterday I said to Mike Thomas in the grill upstairs, I said, wow, Justin really misread some of those putts yesterday. Mm-hmm. He missed about three of them on the front nine. One of them, a six-footer, he missed the hole by about 8 inches. And he goes, you know, Mark, overriding the subconscious is a really hard thing. And I thought, wow, what a poignant statement. And Justin, as a lot of the veterans are out here, has a subconscious the way these greens used to break.
That's it.
And it was just, he said, one sentence, overriding the subconscious is really hard. That's the kind of instructor that Mike Thomas is. He's been phenomenal for
Justin. And that's exactly what Corin Crenshaw said. He said the hardest thing for these guys is going to be reading the greens, learning or relearning how these greens break and figuring that all out and not following what they used to do, because automatic pilot, right? If you've been here a couple of times, you know the course, you've played goodness knows how many practice rounds, and then all of a sudden, you know. And in with us now is Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction, Kapalua Golf Academy, and he's on the Hawaii list of best teachers in the state put out by Golf Digest. Yay, as voted by his peers. And I just I'm really glad you have the time to be in here, because I didn't know if you were giving somebody a tune-up over there.
Oh, no. I'm just running a little late today. Not yet. He'll be giving tune-ups here as soon as he's done here.
You know, I was often told that at the Kapalua Golf Academy, there are some guys who come in and just say, you know, I can't figure, can you take a look at me?
Happens every day.
Happens.
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why, you know, job security, right?
Job security. And what do you do when somebody comes and says, you know, I can't fit. What am I doing?
You know, I just go back to the basics, to be honest with you. You know, PGA, you know, posture, grip, and aim. That's where everything kind of starts. And, you know, from there we'll just kind of go. I'm a big, you know, face path guy, so I want to make sure that they have some understanding how to control the club face and some understanding of how to control the path of the golf club. If I can get a player to get the club face so it's facing the target at point of impact, you know, he's going to be okay or she's going to be okay.
Now, does Ricky Fowler and Justin Thomas, do they all travel with their swing gurus?
They travel with him some, you know. Of course, Justin, that's his dad.
Yeah.
Dad's not there all the time. But really what Ben just said is so right on. The fundamentals are still the most important thing, and whether it's Mike Thomas with Justin or Butch Harmon with Ricky Fowler, they're working on, you know, posture. I mean, the two things that the players seem to be most worried about in today's game are posture and alignment. And after that, swing speed. I'll tell you a great story about Ben Hongo and what a good eye he's got. I went to a clinic that he gave not too long ago. He had about 10 participants in this clinic, and everybody wants to hit the ball farther, right? You want to hit it farther.
Sure.
We all want to hit it farther. And the way to do that is increase your club head speed. So Ben decided that what he was going to do is see if he could increase everybody's club head speed in one session right there, not just one person, 10 people. And he watched them, you know, literally for a few minutes, and by the end of the thing, all 10 of those people had an increase in their club head speed. That's how good he is.
Wow, that...
Actually, you know what? Just one person we didn't get, because he was already swinging at like 110.
Oh, okay, all right.
But 9 out of 10, that's not bad.
Yeah. 9 out of 10, that's really good. But what if, when a professional, and then my point kind of was, I was going toward, if somebody the caliber of the top 124 players in the world come to you and say, you know, can you take a look?
You know, first thing, you know, for especially better players, you know, I work with a lot of kids, so I got 6 kids playing Division I golf right now.
Right on.
Had Jalen from Eastern Washington spend a couple hours with me yesterday afternoon.
Cool.
And, you know, I really try to get them to have some type of a ball pattern, you know, so I'll put sticks in front of them or do something, just something so they can visually see how the ball is flying, because I told her, you know, there's a flag down there, and I know you're good enough to make the ball get there in many different ways. You know, low, high, hook, slices, you know, aim left and push right, aim right, pull it left. And I said to her, that's not what I want to see. I want to see the ball start off 5 yards left and fall to the right, or 5 yards right and some type of a pattern of some sort. So, you know, I think this field here, you know, they've all won a tournament, and when they're, you know, when the guns to your head, how do you react? You know, because at some point, you know, it's not the swing anymore.
It's the head.
It's the head. And I just think, you know, concentration really starts from visualization, you know, kind of like Nicholas always said about playing a movie or whatever. So I think that's really important.
One of the most important things with the top players when you're trying to help them, because every once in a while guys will come to me. I remember Graham McDowell came to me for a putting lesson about 10 years ago out here, is to try and understand what their expectations are. So we were just talking about hitting the ball farther. A player has to understand at this level that 112 miles an hour is the threshold. If you can't get to 112, it doesn't matter. Don't even try, because you're not going to see any increase, really any significant increase in the ball going farther. There's a little bit of a no man's land in there from 112 to kind of 115 where it really doesn't make a huge difference. But if you can get to 115, 160, and then up towards 120, whew, that's
wow.
when the ball really starts going. So try to understand what the limitations are. And Ben tells me this all the time. You're not going to swing 112. Don't try. What are you doing? You want to know why you're hitting these gigantic slices? You know, you're trying to hit it 112. I just can't do that physically anymore. So understanding the expectations of the best players, and I'm certainly not in that category, but it's really important, and he's great at that.
That is a really good point. So if you're not going to – go ahead, Bob.
Well, I was just going to say and try and get Mark's opinion and Ben's opinion to weigh in on this. What I see is a little bit different swings out there. Wolf, in particular, he attacks the ball differently. And if he keeps getting the success that he has, more and more players are going to, you know, deviate from what was the norm maybe 20 years ago. You, Mark, alluded to it a little while back, like the left heel. I mean, it used to be gospel. You got to hit the ball with your left heel on the ground. Well, that's long gone. But I think the young kids with their swings, it doesn't have to really look great, but the results are great. I mean, Matthew Wolf is just incredible. When you look at him, you'd say he's a 20 handicapper, except he's one of the best players in the world.
Well, you know, for years, you know, we announcers or, you know, us as golf instructors always criticize Tiger's head, you know, dipping down. And, you know, we got our, what was the second place right now, and even, you know, his head dips down, you know. But you could go on and on. I mean, you know, Paula Creamer did pretty good with her head, you know, dipping pretty good, and I think there's another.
Jim Furyk is a perfect example. If you can just repeat what you do all the time, no matter what it looks like.
Matthew Wolf's swing is a lot like Furyk's in many ways, fundamentally, and what Ben said about path and club face is really important, because Matthews is in a phenomenal position when that club head strikes the ball. Everybody needs a key to their swing, and if you look at his, it's the same thing with his putting. He needs a little trigger. He needs to figure out how to start his swing. And he's got that little hitch. He does it when he putts. He does it when he does his full swing, and that's his key, because that's what gets him going. And if you think about Sergio Garcia, for example, when he was having trouble and couldn't take the club away and he was re-gripping and doing this, he couldn't find the thing that got him going, and that's a really important thing in a swing.
It's kind of like getting the motion in. You can't just stop. You got to have some kind of motion that gets you into the swing motion.
Yes.
So you create the motion.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Gary Player had that little kick in, you know, all his life, and I'm going to go on and on, and, you know, history of golf, how people had that little micro move or, you know, mini move before you take the club back.
Yeah. And some people will laugh about the waggle.
It's all about
that. That's for some people exactly what needs to be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, you know, for the you know, your average players, amateurs, you know, I think technique definitely kind of overrides speed, you know, how you go about it. I had a guy in a driver's school a couple of years ago gain 40 yards, and we decreased the club head speed 2 miles per hour.
It's what he could do with control.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and I get, you know, on a daily basis, I'm not good enough to get club fitted, and I'm just like going, shaking my head going, that's the craziest thing.
I'm not good enough to wear pants that fit me right.
Yeah, exactly. So I... You know, and my comment to that is usually, you know, if you're going to spend like $2,000 on a, you know, a nice suit, wouldn't you get it tailored? And, you know, I guess so.
Want it to look good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have lots of different people who come to you, but I work with you at the Kapalua Golf Academy, and you have classes, and you have women's groups and kids. But I see when I'm driving down the road, it looks different. Have you added a driving range?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, our management with Alex Nakajima, we put, I think, about $700,000 back into the driving range last year. There used to be a putting course. We got rid of it to create a little more space.
Yeah.
And we also added a second practice green at the bay course or at the village center. So it's a bigger facility. It's in a lot better shape than it was last year. Come on by.
You have to come down.
Yeah,
it looks like you've got one range for right by the teaching,
yeah,
and one range where people can just go and hit balls.
Yeah, so so now the bay course is now operated, you know, next to our building now, so we share the driving range. And if you ever been here, it's kind of a horse-shaped driving range, and I think we have 9 different tees. And so we have members' tee, then we have our academy tee, then we have the warm-up tee for the people who's playing golf, and also the practice tee. So we got all kinds of stuff going on.
You got all kinds of stuff. And it's so conveniently located. It's just you can't help it. If you come from Napili, you come around the bend, and boom, that's it.
Yeah, most of our Ritz-Carlton guests, you know, they'll get a ride up, and after the lesson, they'll walk back. So we're really close to everything.
They walk back
because
it's a downhill.
It's downhill, exactly.
I think we have our next group of people coming in, but I want to just congratulate you on all the work you do.
Thank you.
And Aloha Section PGA Secretary now.
Correct.
You moving on? Does it work the same as the Aloha, the PGA of America?
I'll be in
president?
That position for two. Yes, you know, because I was born in Japan. This is really the only way I can become a president.
But you found a way.
Yeah, I found a way. And we're lucky he did.
Yeah, we're lucky he did. Ben Hongo, thank you so much for being on the show. Always insightful. Ben Hongo is PGA Director of Instruction at the Kapalua Golf Academy. Golf Digest list of the best teachers in the state of Hawaii. Aloha Section PGA Board of Directors Secretary. Aloha Section PGA of the Year. Aloha Section Junior Golf Leader. Aloha Section Horton Smith Award recipient. Awesome. Thanks for being on the
Thank
show.
You.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to come back, I believe, right around the corner. I saw Carolyn, but we have the two people who are here in Hawaii with their team who've made a huge commitment to the islands, and we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, a 10-year extension, and it was funny to see you, Mark, when you talked to us last night, you said, I had no idea this was going to happen, and you could have knocked me over with a feather. I was so, and that's what we're going to talk about with Pete McPartland when he comes in right after this, and Stephanie Smith joining him as well. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Celebrate the new year with the Tour's big hitters at Wailea, January 7th through 13th. Golf's best, like Patton Kizzire, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and Bryson DeChambeau, bring big game drama, creating big money for Hawaii charities. Get your tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank's on Oahu. Military free with ID, admissions and bag policy, visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th, at the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We're just getting everything set up for you because we have some new guests coming on the show right now. So we're getting everything set up. This is live radio, you see. When you're live at Kapalua and everything is as high energy as it is here at the Century Tournament of Champions, the excitement in the air is palpable, and that's what makes this entire tournament and all the people who are involved in this tournament so exciting and fabulous, because there is a commitment to this tournament that wasn't before. And we can thank people who saw the value of being a part of our little island, our islands, but particularly in this case, the Hawaiian island, Maui. Pete McPartland, President and CEO, Century Tournament of Champions, and Stephanie Smith, Vice President, Chief Marketing and Brand Officer of Century Insurance, both here now. We want to talk about this incredible decision that you, of course, Mark is here too, and he's been with us since 7. Wonderful to have him here. I want to talk to you about your decision, because when Mark was talking last night at the dinner that you so graciously hosted for all of us media folk, you said you made this decision, Stephanie, and kind of brought it. You were talking with the PGA Tour about an extension, and then Pete said, well, he was talking, that you brought it to him about going a little bit further.
Well, the original agreement was a 5-year deal with the option for a 1-year extension.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, after this year's tournament, we would have had to let the tour know if we were going to extend for the 6th year. And I think after last year's tournament, it was just completely obvious, yes, we were. But the tour came. We've had a fantastic relationship with the tour. As they've said, we've been partners for about 2 years, but it really feels like we've been family longer. And in one of our regular conversations, they said, hey, this extension, would you consider something longer? And I immediately went to Pete and said, what do you think? And the answer was, yes, let's talk. This is the right tournament for us.
And here's Pete.
Well, I would add to that we realized, I would say midway through the year two event itself, that this was just absolutely perfect for us in every respect. And as we started to sink our teeth into understanding the island of Maui more and the needs of the people and what the opportunities for the PGA Tour-driven charities that emanate from this tournament, what that potentially would represent, we realized that this is something that you really need to think about for a longer duration in order to have the kind of impact that we wanted to have. We also realized, Danielle, that the sooner that we could kind of establish this as a longer-term relationship, the stability associated with that kind of an announcement would hopefully enable everyone to kind of relax into the tournament in terms of the creativity associated with continuing to make it better. And we didn't want to be in a period of limbo at all.
Mm-hmm.
So this really came together very easily.
And that's so important to the whole community. That when I heard that you had made a 10-year extension, on Twitter I wrote, as I retweeted the information, Century is family. And you became part of the family when you've shown so much in the scholarships that you've created, the $25,000 in the 2 years you've given to the Maui, the $1,500 for any player who if a player wears Aloha Wear, $1,500 goes to charity. It's all of these things in different facets, and you're getting to know the people who are volunteering, who are part of the charities. They're the recipients, but they're coming out and they're working toward bettering themselves, the community, the people that they work with in the charities. All of that, and making the commitment that you made, just it's like, oh, you're staying. You're part of our world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I.
It's like they're not the sponsor.
No, that's
I rarely hear the word sponsor associated with Century. It's more family. It's more partner. It's a different, totally different,
kind of relationship. Yes, and knowing we didn't know who Century was, So when we say Century Tournament of Champions, and to the, you know, I think it's so important to understand where you come from. So this little town that you're in kind of reflects the little town that Maui is.
Right. There are a lot of similarities. And by the way, the mayor of Maui, Mike Victorino, has met and spent time with the mayor of Stevens Point, Mike Wiesa. But and probably we'll have more opportunities to get people together on a kind of a civic and leadership basis. But so we're in a town of about 27,000 people. It's not surrounded by any major metropolitan area either. So it's kind of small Midwest USA, and we're the largest employer by far in that town with about 2,300 people, and then that represents half of our base of people. And we know what it's like to need to encourage people to who grow up in Central Wisconsin to stay and work and raise their families in Central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And we know what it's like to kind of put our energies and money into the community to help make the community better in every way we can. And so when Stephanie and I sat down with all of the 15 or 14, however many it was, Stephanie, kind of recipients of the charitable funding that comes from the Century Tournament Champion, and understood where that money goes and what those needs are for, we were really struck by the basic needs that are being contributed to by the funding from this tournament. So that kind of, they had it as hello at that moment.
Right.
And we said to ourselves, we need to do more, and we need to do something specifically through Century Insurance in addition to through the tournament itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And at that point, Pete said, you know, the little bit that we learned from each one in the 5-10 minutes we had, he said, we need to know more. You need to come back, brought our foundation director,
yeah,
spent a week here, and really began to understand.
You met with every single
one. We met with every single one and beyond, and really understand what the needs are on the island.
Yes.
You know, there's the Maui that visitors, the beautiful Maui that visitors see.
Right, that's up here, the pictures, all the pictures, right?
And then there's the Maui where people live and work.
Yes.
And understanding
that
two or three jobs that people work just to help make ends meet.
Yes.
Really, really struck us.
Yeah. I have an interesting perspective, Danielle, because I've lived here for almost 40 years. And I go to 20-plus PGA Tour events a year. I've been to all 48 that are on the schedule right now. And people tend to look at the overall magnitude of charitable contributions in a community, and certainly more money is generated at the Byron Nelson in Dallas or the BMW in Chicago. But as a relative proportion to the impact of what this tournament does for the community, there's no tournament on the PGA Tour where this one event has as important an impact relatively in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Psychologically, financially, it just is such a big part of this, and we've had this uncertainty for so long.
Exactly.
We didn't know if we were going to have a tournament the next year, hardly half the time. And, you know, here we go. This is just an unbelievable blessing for Maui.
And now, golf. You know, Century is an insurance company that we didn't know about, and all of a sudden you're coming and you're into a golf course and a golf tournament, and you're working with the PGA Tour. Give us some history.
Well, we were just a little quiet as a company over the years, and less so as a result of the sponsorship of this golf tournament. But we've had a golf course since 1982, and it was the first, to our knowledge, of the destination courses that were created in Wisconsin. It ushered in the subsequent era of Kohler and Erin Hills and ultimately Sand Valley. We were the first, and we have a campus that is unusual. So we have kind of an eccentric, I would call it, campus. And over the years, our business insurance customers, the same folks that we have here with us in Maui this week, would come to negotiate their account. And these are big buyers of insurance, and they would want to play golf with us. And then they would kind of hang around for a day or two. And we realized what a asset we had by having this campus with a bit of a charm factor to it.
Mm-hmm.
So the golf course needed renovation, significant renovation. And in 2013, we conceived of it, and it took us a couple of years to do that. And we took it down to dirt, and we changed a lot of aspects. Robert Trent Jones, Jr., who designed it originally, came back and had the opportunity much later in life to, as he says, make over for a mistake or two that he wished he hadn't done originally.
Yeah.
So he said, great, redo it. That's a do-over. And because we're a mutual insurance company, which means we're kind of a private company, mm-hmm. privately owned, we're not shareholder owned, we're able to do some things that we otherwise wouldn't be able to do. So what we said with Century World is that we wanted to have that golf course be, my phrase, underplayed and over-maintained.
Wow.
So the goal is to have it be, quite frankly, as well-maintained a golf course as you can have anywhere.
Wow.
And make sure that the play isn't so much that the thing gets a little torn up. And we've got to be careful, of course, having a short season in the upper Midwest. So we put more and more into the course. This year we had the USGA Girls Junior National Championship.
Wow.
It was on Fox
yeah.
Sports.
Yeah.
And it got accolades for its conditioning.
Yeah.
And Century got accolades for what we were able to do as a host in terms of bringing out volunteers and so on. So I anticipate more competitive golf
at Century World
going forward. But golf's always been a part of our culture.
So. And part of your culture.
Yeah, always been.
Then, so in the winter, you're bringing some of those clients here.
Right, that's right.
And that's a whole – you're describing it last night was beautiful, that normally clients come and it's sort of a very adult-to-adult experience. And,
right. Yeah.
And here you find you've got children, you've got grandchildren, you've got the whole Ohana.
Yes.
The whole
absolutely.
Family. And it's very, and they're all here having fun. And
well, and the connections that are made.
Yes.
Not only we make deeper connections with our customers and our guests, and frankly, they make connections with one another. I'll never not forget the first year we were here, and we're a large insurer of John Deere equipment dealerships. We had two John Deere dealerships. They're talking to one another, their guests.
Yeah.
They're exchanging phone numbers. They're starting to visit one another. It's just these deep relationships and connections that really are the way we do business.
So, Mark, you remember last year at our welcome reception, you brought Billy Horschel. Billy's standing there waiting to talk, and I'm waiting to introduce Mark, and I have the microphone, and I'm kind of going through my welcome notes. And so it was New Year's Eve, and there's a little girl sitting right in front. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
And she's got her hand on her head, and you can tell she's wondering, is this a business meeting? Is this a business meeting? Is this a business meeting? And realized that, boy, our audience, this is not a business. In terms of, we've got all these kids around. And then, of course, the hula dancers come and the fire dancers come. And you could tell these kids are thinking, oh, this is business. Business is nice. I like this.
That's literally how
it works out here.
And fast forward a year. Last night, this is remarkable. You would never see this happen. I don't care where you are on the PGA Tour. We got off the air. We were late yesterday because the conditions were tough.
Yeah.
Our telecast ended at 5:40. Colin Morikawa, one of the great young kids and bright young stars of the game, didn't finish playing golf till 5:25. And at 6:15, not even an hour later, he was on the stage with me and Pete and Stephanie talking to the Century customers. It's because it's a small place, because everybody stays in the same hotel and we're all together, things can happen here and relationships can develop that you just don't see in other places.
And anywhere else. We have a population decrease problem. A lot of people are leaving the state.
Mm.
A lot of young people are leaving the state. A lot of kids that have, they've just graduated from college, and they're deciding, well, maybe we need to go somewhere else. And that is something when we were talking last night, too, about your scholarship funding that is so critical for developing a workforce that is comfortable and wants to stay and play in place. And you're working in Wisconsin doing something similar, and you're bringing that to us.
We do a lot of creative things in Wisconsin in the workforce development area, a few of which involve having college students in their undergraduate years do real work for Sentry, for example, programming or data protection analysts doing that work with Sentry, maybe 15 or 20 hours a week. And then they get a kind of a head start into their corporate life and have kind of a seamless entry into the company, or they go elsewhere, but generally in the area. And we kind of screen them a little bit based on potential likelihood of staying in the area is what we do. We did something similar. Maybe you want to comment on this with the medical college, Stephanie.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So we understand being in a small rural community like Maui that we need to grow our own.
Yes.
And that goes for Sentry, but, you know, what else do we need for a good quality of life? The Medical College of Wisconsin has recently established two regional campuses, one just north of us in Wausau. So 25 to 50 medical students complete their medical training in our area. That's important to us. We need doctors in our area. So recently we endowed the deanship for the Medical College of Wisconsin, the Century Deanship, because those doctors that train in our area are more likely to stay in our area. And again, it was our same thinking in establishing the scholarship program here. We know we have the same issue on Maui.
Yes.
We want to invest in kids who are born here, raised here, want to stay here.
Yes.
So that's why our scholarship program is for students who graduate from Maui public high schools. And we've had a chance to meet a couple of them, to talk to these couple young women. They're delightful. And both of them have an interest in staying on Maui and eventually teaching. They talk about what influences their teachers have been on them. So far it's working, and we want to see it continue to work.
That is so enriching. And we need teachers. I mean, the state, we need teachers. We need doctors.
Nurses, you bet.
So I really commend you for all that you've done.
So to tie that a little bit, Danielle, to the extension, there's so much to learn and understand and so much creativity that really comes with people who are committed to the area and know they will remain committed to the area. So I think we're just scratching the surface. I don't know where things will take us.
Just we need to make it better.
We've got plenty of time to really sink everyone's teeth into this and get it done.
Yeah, and make the tournament better and better every year, however that develops.
Yeah, and do more and more for the community in more creative ways.
Yeah, and you're developing the medical center I did not know about, what you're doing in medicine, teaching, of course, sponsoring that. The hotel, you're building a hotel. Is that going to be near Century World?
Yes, it will be at Century World. It will be a 63-room boutique hotel. It will be a very nice hotel. Century World itself, I would just say, is very, very nice. When we build something, we do it right. And we did that for a lot of reasons, one of which the area needed a nice hotel. But also our guests, we want them to stay in a nice hotel. We want to elevate Century World as a destination golf course and create the experience that golfers want. We have a wedding facility with, I think, four venues for weddings, and we have maybe 55 or so wedding receptions a year. And wedding parties want, in a lot of ways, the same things that groups of golfers do. They want to hang out together in the evening. They want to have kind of a living environment where they're engaging, you know, like family. The hotel will accommodate both of those needs. So
how do we get?
That'll be open in I think April or May of 21.
How do we get to Stevens Point, Wisconsin?
By way of either flying into Madison or Appleton.
Okay.
And taking a maybe hour and 15 to 20 minute drive.
Or flying into Central Wisconsin.
Central Wisconsin Airport.
Flying into
great.
Central Wisconsin Airport.
Yeah. Central Wisconsin.
Yeah, my children. You know, my family's been coming to Maui for 40 years, and actually, when the boys were little, you asked them how you got to Maui, and the answer was 3 airplanes.
It's one now. I can go nonstop to Chicago and straight to Central Wisconsin. It's real easy.
It's wonderful. I really appreciate it. They're asking me to do the ID, our station identification, and we are KPUA Hilo, KONI Lanai City, KTUH FM 1 Kauai. And we are KORL Honolulu. So those are the 4 stations that we're on right now. And we're, of course, streaming live as well and podcast on the site. And that is radiogolfclub.com, where you can hear us on demand. What are you planning for today? What's your schedule? Are you going to get back out and
Watch some golf?
We got to watch some golf. Well, and I think the other thing that lots of things happening today, but another thing that's really important that started last year is a volunteer appreciation party.
Mm-hmm.
This tournament could not happen without hundreds and hundreds of volunteers. And, again, Alex Urban, the tournament director, approached us before last year's tournament and said, hey, what would you think about having a party for these volunteers?
Yes.
And the answer was, of course, let's do it. So after the end of today's play, we'll take some time to thank the volunteers that make this tournament run like clockwork.
And can't the PGA tournament can't go on without the volunteers, the support of the volunteers. And that goes from the guys that walk down the golf course at the end of the day to fix all the divots, to make sure it's in good shape for the next day. They're the last guys out. First guys out are parking, helping people park their cars in the rain. There's the stakes and ropes guys who are out there, little crews, making sure the stakes and the ropes are in the right place. Hospitality, they're greeting. There's the marshals. There's all the people that make it possible.
And a number of them come here to be volunteers.
Yes.
It's amazing. It wouldn't happen if that wasn't.
The other thing is, too, Danielle, it's a big day today. The way the NFL playoffs fell, we are on NBC today at 4 o'clock Eastern. That's pretty unusual. If the Eagles had been playing in Seattle, we wouldn't have been. But Seattle's playing at Philadelphia, and so it felt good for NBC, and we're going to be on. So the audience is going to be gigantic.
Gigantic.
Today.
It is going to be gigantic today.
Yeah.
It's going
and
to
the 49ers
exciting.
Are all be watching. I was just telling the story that Robbie Gould, the special teams player of the month, called me this morning and was telling me that he's got 3 golfers on his team that all couldn't believe that they had actually won and got a bye week so they could watch golf from Kapalua for the week. So they're all revved up.
Well, and we're liking it, too, because the Packers have a bye as
yes,
well.
Yes, they do.
So
okay.
The last 2 years we were here, we didn't have to worry about the Packers being in the playoffs. Fortunately, that's changed, but they'll play next week.
That's marvelous. It's so good to have you. Thank you for last night,
thank you.
And thank you for being on the show this morning.
Thanks
Alex Urban,
you.
Yes, my pleasure. And Alex Urban is going to come in. He was telling me, I saw a group of people outside yesterday, and they were waiting for a picture to be taken. And I said, who are these people? And he said, those are our soldiers. It's soldier appreciation. And they were brought in, flown here specifically, so they could experience the tournament, and they're going back. My son is in Europe right now, so that's why I have my grandson. And thank you so much. He really enjoyed last night's dinner. It was very, very good. I really like having you. Thank you very much.
And thank your son on our behalf for his service. That's fantastic.
You're very welcome. What was this? Are the kids? The kids, yes, the PGA Tour does this too. That kids signing area where they get their autographs, the kids zone. I sent out a tweet of that, just that, and I think I got more responses to the idea of having children be able to get to their get to their heroes, get a signature than for most. It was really exciting yesterday. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. We've got Alex Urban on next. Mark Rolfing's with us right now. We'll wrap it up with Mark, and Bob Bupka is here as well. Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th, at the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction. The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we're back, and we've got Bob Bupka with us, of course. His Talk Sports, and he is a host of Bob and Jay.
In the grill room.
Alex Urban, welcome back into the clubhouse.
Aloha.
Aloha. And I know Mark Rolfing has got a lot to do today. So, Mark, any thoughts that you wanted to, that we didn't get to? There's so much going on with a 10-year extension from Century and a really great field, plus the interesting weather. And the first thing that Bill Coors said yesterday was, I know we're not going to get to see the roll because it's been raining so much. So that's the one thing that I think disappointed him.
Yeah, I mean, disappointed maybe, but to me, I love the way the course played on Thursday, and I love the way it played Friday, and you had 7-under both days, even though they were dramatically different conditions. I think it says, it talks about the quality. The top six on the leaderboard all played in the President's Cup. That's no coincidence. I think it really shows that the best players under these conditions on a great test are going to play. But before I leave, I just want to give a shout-out to Alex Urban because, I've been involved in tournament golf here for 35 years. And, of course, Nancy Cross, who started with me in 1982, is the executive director here for years. And she was phenomenal, did a great job. But all of a sudden, this young kid came in about 2 years ago and, had his feet wetting the first year. And then this past year really had a chance to do some creative things and make some changes, and we're not parking cars in Lahaina anymore, which is a huge thing.
Huge.
And it just, you can see touches of Alex Urban's creativity everywhere here. He's done a phenomenal job, and congrats and thanks, Alex. The extension is due to a lot of people's hard work, but in no small part to what Alex has done.
Thank you, Mark Rolfing. It's always fun listening to you. When they say, on television, so-and-so is in the booth, Mark Rolfing holes.
Yeah, what does that mean? I don't know. The great thing is out here I get to talk whenever I want to. So.
And I'm watching it, I'm thinking, well, Mark is in charge of the holes because he knows every one of them. He's been so intimately involved with the reshaping of this golf course. Of course he's doing the holes. And then on one hole, the ball literally got sucked into a hole, and it's like, where did it go?
Yeah, and the, one of the great ones was Ricky Fowler's ball was running off the green at number 10, or it was on the back of the green, and it was going to go right down near the hole, and it stopped in the sprinkler, and he turned to Kurt Byram, the on-course commentator, and said, why did Rolf put that sprinkler there?
Oh,
of all places.
Yes. And they called the new bunker, is it on 5? Mark Rolfing's bunker.
I'm changing that one. We're not calling it that. That's now the Bill Core bunker.
Okay.
All right, thanks for having me, Daniel.
Thank you for all being. Right. I'll see you at Sony.
You got it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the kind words.
Aloha. And so let's continue.
Do it.
What you did yesterday when I was over at the front and I said to you, who are these people look like they're waiting for their picture to be taken. Who are these people? And tell us the group of people that, you know, that were.
Yeah, yesterday was really cool. Yeah,
very cool.
We worked with Southwest Airlines. Obviously, they've have a big presence on the islands now. Started their routes, I think, about a year ago.
Yes.
And also inter-island flights. And so we met them earlier this year and got to talking about, you know, what's important to us. And we both agreed that philanthropy and charitable work is something that's really important to us, and realize that we both share a common interest in our armed forces. And so we developed this really cool program where Southwest flew over 20 service people and their plus ones for a surprise day where they were VIPs at the tournament. So they got here, they got Maui Jim sunglasses for free.
Wow.
They got to go over to our Banyan Club, which is over on the 8th hole. I think right when they showed up is when Sebastian Munoz almost made hole-in-one there yesterday. So they good timing for them. And then we walked them up to our scoring area and introduced them, and they got to meet Gary Woodland, which was super cool. And Gary's such a big supporter of the military, so it was just a cool moment. We got to treat them to the day. And then they flew. It was a day trip. They flew over in the morning from Oahu, and then they flew back
home
that evening, all on Southwest.
How did they get the day? How did they win the moment?
Yeah, so it was all through the Pacific Command group, nominated and chose people specifically for based on merit.
On merit. That's awesome.
So very cool. So they were all very deserving people. I mean, all of our armed forces were obviously thankful for, but these were people that even went, you know, even
above and
extra
beyond.
Above and beyond.
Yes,
yeah. Very
yes.
cool.
That is wonderful. The Kids Zone really is one of, I saw people hanging out behind the Kids Zone so that once the kids were done, they could get in. It really, the kids that were there with their flags, they were really excited about being able to have those signatures, those autographs.
Yeah, this is something, you know, we learned from other tour events. Autograph zones, when it's sometimes it can almost be scary for a kid because, you know, adults are twice their height. Players love signing for kids. So if you create a kid's autograph area, that becomes the spot where the players really gravitate to. And that's what it's all about when it comes to autographs, is making a kid's day.
Yeah, you do make the kid's day, and it's probably not going to get sold.
Right, exactly. And it's, you know, it gets hung on a wall, and it creates a golf fan for life. And you know, we got 34 of the best players in the world here, so it's not a bad thing for a kid to be able to get some signatures.
Yes.
And, you know, the renovations to this golf course and the extended sponsorship by Century, and now Alex sitting in a chair that he deserves, we've been here long enough to, you know, have come to this event under Gary Planos, and the enthusiasm Gary had to do this, I sense, is the same enthusiasm that Alex has.
Oh, that's a huge compliment.
So that kind of rounds out, you know, you got a great golf course now, you got a great sponsor, and you got a great Alex at the helm, making sure not just this week, I mean, he works year-round so that this week is extra special. And boy, you know, if you take anything or any time you have an opportunity to take a little thing out of Gary's playbook, you'll be doing yourself a favor.
Yeah, that's a heck of a compliment. I wasn't, you know, lucky enough to really know Gary. I think I met him one time. But he's one of those guys that I don't think I've ever heard one person have a negative say about
him. Oh, no, yes.
Negative thing to say about him. And I think that says a lot about a person, right?
He'd walk up to you and say, is there something I can do for you?
Yep.
Is there
exactly.
anything you need? Is there something I can do for you? Is there anything you need?
Yep, that's a good attitude. That's
He was like a heart, of the tournament.
He would say, I can hear him right now. Hey, Bob, what do you need? It was just
wonderful.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah. So since you've been here, you've moved the parking. How did you get that accomplished?
Just working with the group that has the lot. And I think at the end of the day, it was really just about making sure that I think everyone wants to make it easier on people to get here.
Yes.
That's the thing about this tournament that's really cool is that it's something that the entire island is proud of.
Yes.
And so people are excited when there's more spectators on the golf course. And so we were just trying to remove barriers to making it more difficult to get out here. And so that was a big one, right? Especially if you live, it's funny enough, on the west side, if you lived up this direction and you wanted a public park, you'd drive south 15 minutes to get on a bus and come north 15 minutes. I think people just weren't coming out because of that.
Yeah, there was part of it. And people don't like leaving their cars that far away.
Certainly.
That's a big part.
That's been a huge win for us.
And people have said to me, they do? You can?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, really?
Yeah.
So then there's an excitement to that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other things that you want to do?
Well, I think the food. What we've done with food on site this year has been pretty incredible. In this day and age, it's so easy to watch sports on TV. It just is, right? It's a great experience. I sit and watch a football game or a golf tournament.
Big screen.
Whatever it is. Screen's big.
And there's lots
of
cameras.
HD. It's
right.
Like the coverage is awesome.
You're there.
So to get people out to the event, but at the end of the day, I'm a sports purist, so I like being at the event live. I always have. But you got to make it easy for people to come, and one of the things is food. If the food's bad somewhere, people don't want to stick around. And so working with the local restaurants, Sanse and Joey's Kitchen and Cool Cat Cafe, and we got like four food trucks out there, all of which are amazing. I've been testing them for scientific purposes. I need to make sure they're
Cool Cat Cafe.
Yeah, down in Lahaina.
Yeah, yes, Sanse Seafood, Joey's Kitchen, Masa Hattori, Joey Magadangdang.
Yeah, that's Joey. So, and then we've got Outrigger Pizza Truck. We've got Sea Salt, a guy named Gary runs that truck. Awesome.
Is that Gary Johnson?
I believe so, yeah. And we tried that truck at the Paul Simon concert a few months ago, and it was awesome. And just asked him if he wanted to come out. And the thing about this tournament, like I was saying, people want to be involved in it. And so we're just giving them an opportunity to do that. We got Jaws Food Truck, their tacos. Three's Catering is out on 11. I mean, there's plenty of options to have good food.
So no matter where you end up on the course.
Yes.
Yes. And the Banyan Tree, the Banyan Stop.
Yes. That's where we had our military guy, mm-hmm. and we were talking through that. This venue on 8 Green, left of the green, really cool place to watch golf. I mean, that hole is awesome over the gorge. And,
that is
we got seating, we got soft seating, and very cool spot. There's outdoor TVs that we have on the golf course now we've never had before. I was walking through there today, and even just having the sound from the TV, there's an atmosphere element to it that I think is really cool.
Yeah, it works well for Sony, too, for them to have the little places where people can drop in, see what's happening with the scores, and drop back out and get back on the golf course.
Well, especially our golf course is difficult to walk the entire thing. Like, people do it, and power to them. I've certainly never walked the entire thing. I've walked many parts of it. But you want to be able to keep track of what's going on around the course and see what's going on before the players get to you. So that's a cool way to be able to do it.
Yeah, it really is.
You know what's amazing, Danielle, that we alluded to it, obviously the title sponsor and the quality of this golf course, but Alex has to take great pride in the caliber of PGA Tour professionals that are now competing in this event. I mean, it speaks volumes when 15 guys win for the first time and all 15 show up to play in the tournament champions. And they not only show up, they openly say, I'm going to do everything in my power to get back here.
Yeah.
I mean, that speaks volumes for this event. You know, there were times where it was tough to get a sponsor, and sometimes we thought it may go away, and people were, even Mark Ralphing was suggesting we got to change the eligibility requirements, but they stuck to their guns, and this event now is escalating up that scale. I mean, I would put it already in the class of Memorial, Jack's tournament. I mean, as regarded by the players. I mean, it's pretty fascinating. I mean, it's been a complete turnaround, and the atmosphere, Maui is happy, the event is happy, and they were very lucky and very wise in giving Alex the helm here to guide it even, you know, to better heights.
Yeah, to go, and that's what I'm wondering, where do you want to go?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a unique place, right? So you're talking about the field. I said this when I first got out here, the bones of this event are so good.
Yeah.
Like the intangibles of it. You've got the field that we have is so cool, and you talk about changing the requirements. I the players love this. This is what they want. They want a reward tournament for winning on tour because it's really hard to win. And I think that's why you see I've been talking to guys like when I see them for the first time on site earlier this week, and you'd say, oh, you know, thanks for coming out. And they actually just laugh. They literally laugh at me.
Yeah. What
like,
do you think?
Like, what, was I not going to come out? Come on. I said, well, you know, I appreciate you being here.
It's good to see you.
Yeah. Thank you for being at the tournament. But there, I mean, it's not you have to twist anyone's arm. It's So, you know, that having that field, that unique field, I mean, there's no other event like it on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
And so it's a special thing and the special vibe. And
it's been going on since 1953.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I mean, that's a great point.
It's got a legacy that it needs to come back up. You know?
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with Century. But Alex,
well, yeah, to them signing on for 10 years, which just really makes it, what it does is it makes you think about a 10-year plan and what can this event be. And when we sit here in 2029-2030, it actually be 2030.
Don't say that number; it scares me.
What will the event look like? And that's what we're working on.
Yeah,
we've already done some really cool stuff out there, but there's a lot more we can do.
I'm thinking of a concert. I know there's going to be a concert someplace far away, not far away, Lahaina, but at the and that'll be Saturday night. But one of the things at a tournament in the past, there's going to be a party. There's this thing that everybody says, yeah, no, you can't go, and then to possibly that's just,
or you could sneak in.
Or you could sneak in.
That
yeah.
sounds like Bob. That sounds like what you would do, Bob. Okay, you don't strike me as much of a sneaker.
There's Bob sneaking in. Alex Urban, Executive Director of Century Tournament of Champions. You've been with the PGA Tour for a long time.
I started at the Tour in 2013 out of graduate school. I went to graduate school at the University of Georgia. Went to undergrad at Clemson. We got a football game in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
or next week. Gosh, it's coming up. And just got in with the right people. I used to be an intern. I got my start in golf with the United States Golf Association, working with you actually probably know Pete Kowalski. If
yeah.
you don't,
retired.
He did just retire. He was my first boss
wow.
in the sport and one of my career mentors and just helped me get introduced to the right people and found my way in with the tour and worked my way in with communications. That's my background is you know, in media relations, communications, and writing. And then the opportunity to come out here presented itself. And
how long did you think about it?
Not that long.
No.
There's a second where you think about, okay, this is not a small move. I was living in Jacksonville, Florida. The PGA Tour is headquartered in Ponte Beach.
Sure.
I was living there, been there for 5 years. You know, I had laid down some roots and that sort of thing. But at the same time, too, sometimes an opportunity comes along that's just too good to pass up. And it wasn't that long that I had to
be here.
Since I'd been here 3 or 4 times, like I wasn't flying in blind.
Yeah. And I'm stuck on Maui.
Roots.
Bummer,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not so bad.
Roots in Jacksonville does not keep anybody from coming to Maui.
Yeah, right.
I can guarantee
you
that.
No, yeah, that's a fair point. I'll agree with you on that one.
Yeah. We just have a few more minutes of the show, and I know, Bob, you are staying at one of the really, really cool places to stay, the Kapalua Villas. And
you know, they're amazing. People want to come to this island. You want luxury with convenience. Stay in these villas. You have your own kitchen. There's so many great restaurants you can go out to eat. But maybe you wake up in the morning, you want to make your own breakfast, you can do that. Or one night you may want to stay in. There's nothing like staying at these Kapalua villas. I mean, we've been fortunate enough to stay in places all over the world in our travels.
Yes.
And I put this right up to the top. And now, for our listeners, it's available on Expedia and also Booking.com. Or you can just go KapaluaVillasMaui.com.
Perfect, perfect. It sure beats the snooze when
snooze box.
The snooze box. When they were at the Open in Europe, Bob was on the show telling us about the snooze box, which was
Here's the description.
Yeah,
I could
you.
Be
I
in my I would be in my bed. I could turn the water in the sink on, and I could turn the shower on, but I'm still sitting in my bed. That's how small it is.
I love it.
But those were like they were set up right just for the tournament. Yeah, just to make accommodations.
Portable hotel.
There you go. See?
Perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Sounds convenient to me. That's how I
exactly.
See.
So yeah, it's very nice there.
I'm going to meet with Jay Monahan tomorrow morning, the commissioner of the PGA Tour. And as I see it, the biggest problem facing the PGA Tour as we sit here is how do they improve on last year? last year was one of the all-time great years in professional golf.
I think we're setting up for a cool year. And look at our leaderboard right now. We're off to a heck of a start. I mean, you've got a resurgent Tiger in the mix this year. And you've got...
You know, he would have been here if it hadn't been for Australia.
I'm not sure what the reason. Fine. I've said this once. I've said it 1,000 times. I don't think we've seen the last of him.
No, we haven't.
Kapalua. I think we'll see him here again at some point.
I agree with you.
Obviously, that's an important that's an important storyline in the game. But there's always the question mark, like, will Jordan find his game?
Oh, my God.
You know, he's finding it in spurts. The guy plays two great rounds,
yes.
And then... one bad one, or three great ones and a bad one.
But Tiger went through the same problem.
Exactly. And so once, what do they say, form is temporary, but class is permanent?
Yeah.
I mean, the guys, you can't have a season like he had in 2015.
And then just lose his game?
Disappear. I just don't think so. So I would be very surprised if he didn't win something this year, which would be great, because it'd be nice to have him back.
He loved it here.
Boy, I remember I sat in a press conference in 2016 with him when he said that if he ever qualified and didn't come to the tournament, that everyone in the room should call his phone and call him an idiot.
Exactly. But that's the attitude of these young guys here that you have, Alex.
Justin Thomas, great supporter of the event, and John Rahm loves it here, and DJ.
I hope Rory McIlroy comes back.
Yes, and actually, Rory was telling me all about how his family still talks about the trip here and how much they loved it. I think he wanted to spend Christmas in Northern Ireland for the first time in years. And I think you can't fault the guy for wanting to go do that.
No,
and he's got a new wife, and he wanted to show her the holidays with his family.
Absolutely.
And I respect that.
And I think Justin Rose wanted to stay home, too, because they just got a new house. So I expect to see everybody back, and I have a minute 30, so I got to say thank you to the people who make this show possible. Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, PGA Tour, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, and can't wait to do it in the lead-up next year. I'm sure we'll catch up at some point.
Bob Bupka, Talk Sport, of course, and In the Grill Room with Jay and Bob and Jay, and that show is online. You can find it. Janice Self is right here with us, and I want to thank Janice for helping us set up at this lovely location. I want to thank Century Tournament of Champions, the beautifully refined plantation course at Kapalua, where only the champions of the PGA Tour play. Century Tournament of Champions, it's today, it's tomorrow, and then we'll have our champion. Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event on the PGA Tour schedule for this 2020. If you are a caddy and you can help caddy ShopNow.com/SonyOpen. Go sign up. Thank you to all of the people who make this show possible. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.